If the truth be known, our past is completely out of our control. Of all the things in our lives that are out of our control, the past is the biggest one, because no matter what you do, you cannot change the past. And so what many people do is they turn their attention to the future. What's going to happen? What's next? Will it be something good or something bad? I mean, we're always hoping for something good, right? Our default position is that life should be a bed of roses 100% of the time. But, you know, there are little things that niggle away at us, a dark cloud emerging over here, an ill wind blowing over there. And before you know it, you're worrying about your future. In fact, if you took a stock take of your thoughts over just the next 24 hours, you might well be surprised just how much of your time you spend worrying about your future. So if perhaps you have those negative thoughts swirling around in your head and in your heart, here's a word from God to set you free, because that is what God's word does. It sets us free in a way that nothing else can, in a way that no one else can. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? Good question, Jesus. Who, by worrying, can add a single hour to their life? In other words, worrying doesn't produce a single positive outcome, not a one. In fact, these days, doctors will tell you that worry causes stress, and stress can actually cut your life short. Do you believe that God loves you or not? Well, if you do, then you can go on and live your life as though that's true, because it is. He does love you, according to Jesus. Not me, you understand. According to Jesus, He will provide your every need. And that means you no longer need to worry about anything. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. There's absolutely no point in worrying about tomorrow. There are no surprises there for God. There's nothing there that He can't handle. Keep your eyes on today and be the best you that you can be today. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.